Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm frustrated, folks, about a lot of things. What Democrats have gotten away with startles me, and I'm sure you feel much the same. But I know this. I know eventually we will win, but I would like a win now. I don't know about you. I'm tired of waiting on the win. Look at all that is controversial and irrefutable in terms of the guilt of Democrats. And ask yourself, how do we not have a single win? A trophy to put on the mantle. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I know yesterday I talked about like DEI dying. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. All these companies that have moved away. And I get, there are wins around us, and I don't want to sound pessimistic because I am optimistic about that. When I talk about a win, I'm talking about somebody on the left who is responsible for this stuff going down. I want to see the guy who started DEI, for example, in companies and colleges and universities, et cetera. I want to see him arrested. I want to see him bankrupted. I want to hear about his fall from grace. I want to hear Democrats say, we no longer buy into this victim mentality. I'm just using that as an example. I talked about leftist issues on the show yesterday. I recapped Democrat scandals. There's enough of them, folks, for us to be to say that we know there are scapegoats here. You ready to see some? J6 nonsense. We talked about it. Adam Schiff. You know what? I'm not asking for a whole lot to say. Just give me Adam Schiff. I know Pelosi was involved. I know Schumer was involved. I know all of the Democrat power structure was involved. I know the congressional black circus clowns were involved. But just give me Adam Schiff. I know he's a liar. I know exactly what he did. I talked about it the other day. I know he bragged about having, goods on Trump. It was a lie. It's been a blatant lie. Okay, you don't want to give up Adam Schiff. How about Hillary Clinton? We know she started the Russian collusion lie. How about, just give me somebody. Somebody within, say, 2 degrees of separation from the person at hand. The person who's done it. How about Pelosi's husband? No, he got beat up. He doesn't deserve it. Maybe he does. I'm going to take him off the list because he's been married to Pelosi a long time. We'll give him a pass. But there are many of them. How about a couple of FBI agents? The ones that we get to, Peter Strzok or Andy McCabe. Comey, that's a big one. He's, 1 degree of separation from Hillary Clinton and those guys. But even if we went two, Hunter Biden, how about they throw the first son, on the chopping block, kind of like Abraham was going to do for Isaac. God forbid we get the big guy. I mean, this guy was in Ukraine on President's Day giving away $500 million more of our money after having given billions to these people, hugging a dude who, and they're creating fake bombings. Oh, sirens went off. I don't know if you guys saw the CNN report where the guy went, none of this. He goes, I've been there for 5 days. We have a clip. Don't let me embellish it. Here's what he said.
I've been here for the past 5 days. I have not heard any explosions. I have not heard any air sirens until about half an hour ago, right when President Biden was in the center of Kyiv, as Clarissa was just mentioning.
Yeah, they had old Hopalong Cassidy, Joe Biden, who looks like death eating a cracker, walking kind of stiffly stumbling across the way as the sirens are going off.
And, of course, he's looking like, I don't even care. You know, ooh, let them bomb me. Ooh. I can hardly wait for the story that Joe Biden makes up to make it sound like he was so amazing on behalf of America. Yeah, so anyway, that's CNN's Alex Marquardt saying, I've been here 5 days, I haven't heard a siren until Joe Biden got here. No bombs going off, nothing. But we're supposed to believe there's this massive war brewing. Maybe there is. Here's what I do know. Joe Biden, to some degree, has us at least mentioning World War III again. Donald Trump didn't do that. We're being sold this war in Russia, folks, as if we need to refight the Cold War. They want us to believe that Russia has resurfaced and it's rebuilding and it's going to reconstitute itself and we're going to be back. And you know who's going to thwart it all? Who's going to save us from ourselves? Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Hunter's daddy. Well, does that make you get it? Hunter's daddy. Ashley's daddy, the pedophile. James's big brother. Dr. Jill's spouse. None of those sound good. Biden thinks he's making a mark in history, folks, by going after Russia again. I'm going to talk more about this war later in the broadcast. But suffice it to say, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I don't believe this government. I think what's happening in Ukraine is massive payoffs. It's Joe Biden covering his butt, covering Hunter's butt, trying to make it look like, oh, those Russians are full of misinformation, because if you can discredit them, whatever information they have on Joe, well, it's just misinformation. How can you believe that? You guys do know 51 former intelligence officers have said it. It's misinformation. Anything that the Chinese say or do, it's just misinformation. Don't believe it. Don't you do it. Don't you dare. They're liars, man. They're fighting a war that we should have no involvement in what's going on here. None. And look, I don't know when things are going to change. I don't know when the media is going to finally say, you know what? We can't continue to protect Joe Biden. We can't continue to cover up these lies. Do we really have to be on the brink of nuclear war? Or maybe, you know, it's just that they really do feel like, we can do it, everyone. Nobody's going to push the button. We're all smart enough not to do that. Until somebody does, I don't know. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about on Ukraine and Russia. I haven't covered it because I, quite frankly, don't know a lot about it, but I'll give you my opinion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are talking Russia today because I haven't spoken about Russia. I don't know much about it. What can I know about it? I'm not there. I don't have a lot of friends over there. I had friends that went there. This was a long time ago. I had friends, they went and they talked about the different, you know, the armed security people that were in these towers and things like that. And I was fascinated by it. And I've got a friend military guys that have been for whatever reason, you know, probably work for the State Department. And they've enlightened me a little bit, but it's not a subject I know a lot about, so I've pretty much avoided it. I did talk a lot about Russia with Brittany Griner because, you know, I found it very interesting that a woman who's kind of, I don't want to say anti-American, I don't think that would be fair, but I don't think that she's got the same spirit about America that we do. And then she gets caught over there with vape, and next thing you know, she's in a Russian prison, and Joe Biden can't get her out.
And we talked about this because Donald Trump was able to get these black kids out that were shoplifting, which to me is a real crime. And he gets them out instantaneously, and Joe Biden lets Brittany Griner stay over there for a while. And the reason why I'm bringing her up is because she's back to the WNBA. I know you guys are so excited because now, woo, you get to go watch Brittany Griner play some ball. Woo, man. I know the world is waiting on her reappearance in the WNBA. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch her. I don't quite know, but we'll figure it out. We'll let you know, because I know you're waiting with bated breath to know when you can see Brittany Griner go hoop it up again. If I seem a little sarcastic, there's a reason. It's deserved. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the Russians, their economy. I think you'll be surprised to learn that the economy under the Russian economy during the time of Trump maybe wasn't, well, I'll just leave it. I'll let you figure it out if you think it was better under Trump or better under Biden. Yeah, so we've touched on Russia with respect to Hunter and his dealing with Russian oligarchs and him trying to get business deals working all over the world because he could get access to his daddy, who could get classified information to him, which will come back at some point. So we have that. But again, don't quite understand what the geopolitical ramifications of this war that Joe Biden started has in store for us. So we're going to talk about that today. I do want to play this clip. This lady's name is Claire Daly, and she's speaking on the Ukraine-Russia war. We may play it again in the second hour. But she pretty much expresses all the things that I feel about this. And I think I'll make the case for you that we don't need to be involved with this. And every time I see this stupid Ukrainian flag, you know, one guy said, I forget what it was, but it was a meme that essentially said, when you see this, this is virtue signaling for, you know, I forget. But it was a very funny meme. Sadly, I don't remember what it was. I've slept since then. But here's Claire Daly. I think she's Irish. She's somewhere in the UK. And she's saying, we don't need, what's this war about?
I voted against the resolution because for all the shrill jingoism and belligerent moral outrage about Ukraine winning and Russia being defeated, the truth is nobody wins in war except the military-industrial complex feasting off the billions of taxpayers' money, or the vultures like Blackstone swooping in to feed off the carcass of the devastation and destruction of Ukraine and benefit from the rebuilding against the backdrop of privatisation, deregulation and decimation of workers' rights. Thousands of civilians dead, tens of thousands of soldiers, 15 million people displaced. This is horror, and our response is to send in just enough weapons to make sure it doesn't end. It's barbarous. The motion talks about peace, which is good, when we refused to support Ukraine when they reached an agreement with Russia last April, forcing them to fight on. But it has to be a just and sustainable peace. No serious person thinks Ukraine can win an absolute victory. So a plan that talks about NATO membership, Ukraine being the European equivalent of Israel on steroids, retaking Crimea, has to stop if we want Ukraine to survive.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We'll probably play that again. Yeah, Claire Daly. I think she's Irish. It sounds like she's Irish or Scottish. I can't remember. Which of them white dialects? Is it Irish or Scottish? But she's right. This should have easily been an armistice negotiated here. We shouldn't be talking about war in Ukraine right now. We shouldn't be. This is so insane because she's right. Ukraine can't win this war. I'll give you the numbers. I'm telling you, if the United States wasn't involved in this, this would be done. And I don't know, I can only tell you, she's exactly right. Military-industrial complex, they're the only ones winning here. And I'm beginning to believe that the United States is in the business of war. We got a lot of war machine,
A lot of planes to sell, a lot of tanks to sell, a lot of missiles to sell, stuff like that. And there is no reason for us to be in this. If it is true, 15 million displaced. I told you the UN predicted it would be around 12 million Ukrainians, and nobody's even said a word. I've done a show years ago where I talked about the number of people, 67 million people, I think it was at the time. It was the most displaced people at any given time in the history of man. That's probably larger now. And it's Joe Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's these warmongering Democrats. Don't believe me? Go look at when war started. Now, I'm not mad that FDR entered World War II. I'm not mad for what made us go to World War I. I mean, I have to believe that people take life and death seriously in America. And when we fight, we've decided that it's time to fight. But I will say this, Democrats seem to get us involved in stuff that we don't need to be involved in. And there is no question in my mind Donald Trump would not be involved in a war with Russia right now. He would not be backing Ukraine in this. He'd say, look, not our fight. Going to Poland? Different story. But you guys want to fight it out and you got this thing going on? It's up to you. Not going to be his issue. And as I often remind people, Putin went to the UN and said, hey, look, I've got people in Ukraine, in the Donbas region, in Donetsk, who say they're Russian. They don't want to be part of Ukraine. Why are, you know, and he literally went and did it the right way. And the military-industrial complex said, hey, we got a chance to make some money here. And Joe Biden made this stupid comment, but,
well, if it's a limited thing for Russia, we'll just talk it out. But,
you know the rest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hundreds of thousands of us around the upper Midwest are without power thanks to a huge storm that's ravaged the region. Airlines have canceled nearly 1,000 flights around the USA so far today, according to FlightAware. In the West, there might be snow on the beaches around the Oregon-California border. For the first time in about 30 years, Los Angeles County is under a blizzard warning. And it's a very different story in the southeast, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're looking at temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s across a good portion of the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic, with mid-80s, perhaps 90 degrees further to the south across the southeast and along the Gulf Coast.
The failure of a wheel bearing on a rail tank car is the focus of the NTSB investigation into the derailment outside East Palestine, Ohio. A video shows a wheel bearing on one tank car overheating just before it failed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, look, the Alcoa email, he was asking Alcoa, pay me $55,000. Now, I want you to think, when was the last time you demanded of someone, give me 55 grand? For what? For my insight on Russian oligarchs and their networks of elites in Russia. And he's pitching this to them. Now, listen, Hunter Biden doesn't know anything about this. He doesn't have any history or background in this, which means, at a minimum, he made a business out of selling access to daddy, making millions of dollars to daddy. But the inference from both of these emails, the obvious inference is that he's reading materials assembled for his father when he's the sitting vice president. And both of these materials, look, the intelligence agencies do assessments of Russian oligarchs, of the networks of elites. What he's offering to sell is exactly the type of material that is contained in classified briefings. And we will know this special counsel. On the plus side, this special counsel, Robert Hur, was a former clerk to Chief Justice William Rehnquist. That's encouraging. Chief Justice Rehnquist was my former boss. That's encouraging. On the negative side, this special counsel was the right hand to Rod Rosenstein and also to Chris Wray. That raises real concerns about his involvement in the Russia hoax and the abuses from the deep state going after Donald Trump. And it really will be, the proof will be in the pudding. If he is willing to examine the evidence, I believe he needs to, the FBI needs to search the documents of the University of Delaware, and it needs to search Hunter Biden's home and business addresses to see if there are classified documents at any of those places.
Access to daddy. That's what Hunter provided. That's why Alcoa, he was like, I can tell you what you can get. And as Ted Cruz said, there's an inference from these emails that Hunter is getting classified documents from somebody. Where could he get them? That's why I keep coming back to wait until all this comes out. Now, here again, folks, this is if we lived in the world that I grew up in America, where justice was served. We'll see what happens. But look, I want to flip the script here a little bit and talk about the Russian economy. Because a while back, I profiled what happened under Donald Trump with the Russian economy, and I explained to people that Trump was crippling Russia. And I went to Google the Russian economy under Trump, and I dare you to do it. Google Russian economy under Trump, or during Trump era, or during Trump administration. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get much. They're not going to tell you that the GDP of Russia went down during the Trump era. There was one article that I read. Most of it was fluff. I'm saying they either completely went off the rails. Russian collusion, and you know it's all this old stories about Trump and colluding with the Russians, but they won't tell you that the Russian economy shrunk 4.5% during the era of Trump. It's very difficult to find. But I did manage to find this story. Russia's economy was the 11th largest in the world. As of April 2020, its economy had shrunk 5.5% according to estimates by the International Monetary Fund. Russia's GDP, and it goes on to say that, gives you the numbers. But the economy during Trump shrunk 5.5%. And I remember doing a story about this and telling people the Russians, precious metals is one of the things that they export. Caviar, food, etc. But there, and of course, oil and gas is the biggest thing that they export. And Trump had them reeling. Now, here's what the World Bank said. And this article was written in 2021. It said, Russia's economy saw a strong rebound in the first half of 2021 and is expected to grow by 4.3% this year. However, the momentum weakened in the second half of the year. Well, the momentum weakened for a lot of people, mainly because of COVID. But during the Trump administration, the Russian economy shrunk. And I'm telling you, go look and see what you can find. I'm not a great researcher, so I'll admit it. But I'm going to tell you this. Putin did not make any strides during the time that Trump was president. And in the first half of 2021, when Joe Biden was getting tough on Russia, their economy grew. But here's what the AP article goes on to say about this. 1 month into the invasion of Ukraine, Joe Biden stood in the courtyard of a grand Polish castle and laid out the punishing economic costs that the U.S. and his allies were inflicting on Vladimir Putin's Russia, declaring that the ruble is almost reduced to rubble. Russia is now the world's most heavily sanctioned country, according to U.S. officials. The ruble did, in fact, take a temporary dive and has been slipping again in recent months. But as the war nears its one-year mark, it's clear the sanctions didn't pack the instantaneous punch that many had hoped. And that's as close as you get to them saying, we failed, as you're going to get out of media. The ruble trades around the same 75 per dollar rate seen in the weeks before the war. So it's back to normal. Though Russia is using capital controls to prop up the currency. Well, who isn't? Who doesn't prop up their currency? Don't even get me started on what the Chinese do with the yuan and how they target the dollar. So, yeah, okay, Russia's actually looking at its economy and propping up its economy, propping up its currency, and saying you need to accept the ruble. I'll put it this way. The ruble is accepted all over the world. It isn't like people go, oh, no, I'm sorry, you've got Russian currency. You can go anywhere and says, I don't know what the conversion rate is. You may lose a little bit, but same is true with the dollar. Same is true with the yuan. Same is true with the yen and the peso and even the euro. They go on. They say, and while Russia's economy did shrink 2.2% in 2022, that was far short of the, you ready for this number, people? The 15% or more that Biden administration officials had showcased. This year, the economy is projected to outperform the UK's growing 0.3%, while the UK faces a 0.6% contraction, according to the International Monetary Fund. Let me put this as succinctly as I can for you folks. As far as Biden's torture and tormenting of the Russian economy, you're going the wrong way. The West export controls and financial sanctions appear instead to be gradually eroding Russia's industrial capacity. Appears. Now, you have to really parse the language when you're listening to leftists, because they can't. Appears? Do you know or don't you know? Let me tell you what it appears. It appears that Joe Biden's policy of trying to hurt Russia, and meanwhile, what's going on in Ukraine? Its economy is being destroyed. And you know who's propping it up? We are. We're giving them money. And if you were smart people, smart money, and I know you are, your smart money is asking, why are we doing this? Does this have anything to do with Hunter Biden and Ukraine and everything that he was doing over there? Because that's what it looks like. The strategy against Russia is not working. And in fact, some might even believe that it's helping. They go on to say this. Essentially, what they're alluding to is that they're eroding Russia's ability to create war, to continue in a prolonged war. Look, let's put this in perspective. In 2021, Ukraine's GDP was $200 billion. In 2022, Ukraine's GDP fell to $156 billion. So Russia has watched that country contract 25% in the years, you know, year over year, from 2021 to 2022. Right now, they have Ukraine's GDP under $100 billion. The United States has sent $100 billion in U.S. weaponry and financial aid to Ukraine. For all intents and purposes, we just bought them. Now, if you think Russia can't outlast Ukraine, it's insane. They will outlast them. Ukraine is shrinking, and the only thing keeping them afloat is Joe Biden's pissing contest with Putin. And nobody should be allowing him to do this. But I want to go back to this because I want to make the bigger point. Donald Trump had Russia suffering, and he was devastating their biggest export, oil, until the coup.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket. It's also going to provide critical resources to address food shortages around the globe.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That is our demented, coup-installed president, Biden. And I say president with all the disdain I can muster for the word. And he's describing where your millions and millions of tax dollars are going to go. Billions, in fact. And I just gave you the numbers of what we've provided to Ukraine earlier. It's insanity. We are well over half their GDP at this point to help them fight the war that, oh, by the way, Joe Biden started. Mm-hmm. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, wonder how you feel about what you just learned there. And, you know, this he did this prior to going over to Ukraine. We're going to provide them food, which they grow their own food. We're going to provide them water, which I'm not quite sure if Joe Biden thinks he's God, but I think they probably have their own sources of water over there. Medicine? Okay, that I'm cool with. Shelter? That's what he said. Food, water, medicine, and shelter. What are we? Are we doing Habitats for Humanity? I thought Jimmy Carter was in hospice. Is he still building houses? I'm not being critical of Jimmy Carter, by the way. I'd certainly, you know, he's lived a long life. He was a terrible president, but he seemed to be a good guy. I mean, I know he did some pretty crazy stuff when he was a racist in Georgia, racist Democrat, you know, part of that system. But later on in life, he redeemed himself. We're all redeemable, so I don't wish him any ill will. I know he's, you know, what, did he may have even died by now. I haven't kept up with him, but I do know that he went into hospice. But my point is, when did we become responsible for the Ukrainians? Joe Biden got us into this war. We're now $100 billion into this thing, very pregnant with this particular war. It is not a Ukraine-Russia war. It is a Ukraine-US-Russia war. And I don't know what the strategy is. If it's, oh, well, this will solidify our ability to join, for them to join NATO. What do they need NATO for? We pay all the bills for NATO anyway. Essentially, it's a Russia-U.S. war. And if Trump had done it, people would be upset. I would be upset. Why are you dragging us into another war? We get out of Afghanistan with our butts tucked in our heads tucked in our butts. And now you want to get us in another war that's going to be nothing but an embarrassment. I gave you the numbers earlier, folks. Ukraine can't outlast Russia. The United States, U.S. can. We could. Well, when did it become our responsibility? We got homeless veterans. We got people committing suicide because they can't pay their bills or they can't get medical coverage the way Obamacare was supposed to do it. They're getting kicked out of their homes. They're losing their businesses. And we're sending billions of dollars over to a country that Hunter Biden is in business with. Can you imagine the crap show that would be going on with the media if this were Trump doing this very thing? Do you think Adam Schiff would be resting on his laurels and say, oh, it's okay, I mean, we've got to teach this despot, this dictator? Putin was none of the... As far as I'm concerned, every world leader is corrupt. I'm going to be honest with you. Because in order to get to that level, you have had to absolutely do some brutal things. What else are we paying for? Oh, the Ukrainians that are seeking aid in other countries. So not only are we sending aid to the other countries, we're going to fund money so that the Ukrainians seeking aid in those countries have a little extra in their pocket. My grandfather would say, a little spending change. By the way, have you seen these people leaving countries? Look at the refugees from the past and look at the so-called refugees of today and tell me, boy, I tell you what, if there's anything we can brag about, it is the state of our refugees. These guys are wearing designer pants, designer shoes, designer shirts. You know where I was going. They don't look like refugees to me. They don't look like the starving, huddled masses, the yearning to be free that went to Ellis Island. They look nothing close. They're healthy and they're punching in on their cell phones. And they've got their ear bods or whatever they call these things. They don't look poor and starving and hungry. They just look like, you know what? There's a free ride over here and I can go get some more money. I'll go. I know this. If I were in Ukraine, I'd be dying to get to America or anywhere else. I mean, I don't know what, as I said, I looked at the GDP. There's not a whole lot of opportunity over there. And it seems to be very corrupt. And, oh, in case you missed it, much of their government resigned because of corruption. They were going to get prosecuted. It's still corrupt. But anyway, we're funneling money to them. We're funneling money for their schools and hospitals. It isn't enough that we spend a fortune on our schools, dumbing down kids, teaching them nothing except social justice nonsense. But now we got to fund other people's schools and hospitals. We got a healthcare system that's so broken that people can't afford to go use this great Obamacare insurance because they're going to get a bill. And if they don't get it, the taxpayers are going to get it. But let's spend some money on other hospitals. Look, I get it. I understand the humanitarian aspect of this. But where's the rest of the world? What are they spending in Ukraine? Think of it this way. If the United States has given $100 billion in equipment and funding, what is the rest of the world doing? Because Ukraine's GDP last year in 2022 was $156 billion. So it's our responsibility to build their GDP back up because they decide they want to be in a war with their former Soviet partner? The other thing we're going to do in this part I really like, pensions and social support. What the flunk? Since when are we responsible for their pensions and social support? We got Social Security that is always on the chopping block, as leftists like to call it, and we can't afford it. Well, every time we turn around,
well, we've got to do some things to make sure that Social Security is available, so now you've got to be 80 before you get your money.
I mean, we are constantly tweaking Social Security. Most of us aren't even, we're going, look, I'm not even going to depend on it. I'm not even worried about it. Most of us have resigned ourselves that we're not going to get it. They're going to keep extending the age to the point where you're lucky if you get any of it. It is a ruse, and yet we're going to go over there and help their pensions and social support. Unbelievable. Critical resources to address food shortages, not in Ukraine, but you know what he said? Around the globe. So Donald Trump, well, let's back up. Barack Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize while he's engaged in three wars. Donald Trump openly says, I'm going to shut down the war on terror by attacking these terrorists, but I'm also going to get us out of Afghanistan, and we are going to develop essentially, the United States will not be nation building. We will not be condoning war in other countries. We're getting out of the war business. And you know what we're going to focus on? We're going to focus on our robust economy that I'm going to build. And he did it. And it penalized Russia to such a degree that he had Putin in check. He had China in check. You want to know why? Because of that big, beautiful economy that he built for America. It was so big and Mexico is going to pay for it. But not only Mexico was going to pay for it, every other country who was taking advantage of us in terms of trade policy, trade deficit was going to pay for it. Japan, South Korea, our partners, supposedly, all of the G7, the countries in Europe who were taking advantage of us, Mexico, Canada, taking advantage of us, and China, as he would say. And Trump did it all. He had every one of these guys on their heels. And you know what the Democrats did? They allowed the Chinese to introduce a bioweapon into this country. They took advantage of it, lied to Americans, put fear in us, took away our freedoms. And now we are where we are, at the brink of a potential war with Russia. And for the record, we are not in a potential war with Russia. We are in war with Russia. We're the ones funding this war, not Ukraine. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.